Hey guys, before we start today's episode, I just want to take a minute to talk about Draft, our new partners on the podcast. Don't forget, guys, you can go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code EATSLEEPFANTASY. So if you guys haven't signed up for Draft yet, I urge you to download the app or go on their website, playdraft.com, and check them out. Basically, they are pretty similar to DFS, except you can go on, do a snake draft. I think you could even do like a really quick one, 5 or 6 rounds, play against other people, go head to head, or play in a big group. There's drafts starting all the time. There's no salary caps, and you can play for a couple weeks, or you can even play season long. So it's a really cool game. We're really behind it. So if you haven't joined and you haven't played yet, definitely do that. And hey, why not? If you haven't done it yet, promo code EATSLEEPFANTASY, and then you get basically a free entry to try it for free, so no risk.
Hey Dale, what's the biggest difference between this and traditional DFS?
Thanks, good question, Armando. Really, basically, the big difference is the drafting, the snake drafts. In regular DFS, you know, you can all have, you know, Julio Jones starting against a really juicy matchup, and it kind of cancels out. This, you draft, so, you know, you don't have to have you don't have the same people playing against each other. So if I draft Ted Ginn Jr., you can't. So, joke's on you. So anyways, guys, again, go to playdraft.com or just go into your app store, wherever you get apps at, and just search for Draft. Again, promo code EATSLEEPFANTASY. Supporting them supports us, so we appreciate it.
Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy, you rocking with the best NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast. This is episode 130.
You know, Dale, you're the only person that's still counting how many episodes we have.
Yes, nobody else knows how many.
Nobody else gives a shit.
So we are on episode 130. We do not have Christian Brito here, the star of the show, but getting two mid-round guys like me and Armando is just as good as one elite player.
There you go.
I need to introduce you. Yeah. Neither one of us do this very well, but my name is Dale, by the way, and with me is Armando Crespo.
What's up, guys? You can follow me at Thunder Crespo, and we are the official Hurricane Irma of fantasy football.
Yeah.
Because we destroy everything that gets in our way.
That's right. And we destroy lives.
Yes, there you go. All right, rest in peace, Puerto Rico.
Christian is down in South Florida prepping for Irma, and Armando and I are in North Carolina hoping that it doesn't come this way. So anybody affected by the hurricane, hope you're prepared and have plenty of water and fuel and whatever else you
need. If you don't, I'm probably going to have to head down there and get my parents water because they are not stocked up at all.
Yeah, and my parents aren't even leaving. We went through Hurricane Andrew in 1992. And
this is a little stronger than Hurricane Andrew, so you know.
Not yet, but it's gone.
No, it's officially the strongest hurricane ever.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it is. It's ever? Official. Ever. Ever.
Okay. I don't know about that. Irma doesn't sound very scary.
I don't know if it compares to the ones from End of Days. Or what is the name of the movie? Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that movie.
It was like three hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Right. I remember that.
That's winter hurricanes.
This is a summer hurricane. Today we are going to blow your minds with some good information. We are going to go through the mailbag. I got some questions that our listeners asked us, so I'm excited to answer those. We are also talking some sneaky starts, maybe some guys. If your draft sucked, if you didn't listen to us at all and drafted, and now you're kind of stuck in a little predicament, I got some sneaky starts that John, one of our writers, gave us. It's also on the website, by the way, eatsleepfantasy.com.
Before we kick off the show, though, I kind of want to hear from our viewers or listeners what they think about this trade. I think it's really interesting, and it could be
okay. You don't have to look at me for approval. You can do it.
So, I got an offer This is a keeper league. I have AJ Green as my keeper.
Okay.
But I also have Kelvin Benjamin, Mark Ingram, my other wide receivers, Devontae Parker, Sanders, and Crowder. I got an offer, Mark Ingram for and Kelvin Benjamin for Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, immediately, because it's a 2-for-1 trade, you got to think, who are your other running backs that you're giving away? You're giving away Mark Ingram, which I'm guessing is probably on your bench.
Yes, sir.
So who are your starting running backs?
Well, I did the Gordon rule, and my starting running back is Gordon.
Okay.
Followed by Jeremy Hill and Terrence West. Okay. And that's it.
That's it.
I have also, you know, I stocked up with some rookies because I believe in rookies. I got sleeper guys. Yeah, Washington sleepers. From behind
sure.
Lynch.
Sure.
Wendell Smallwood because I don't believe in Blunt. And Marlon Mack.
Okay. All right. So maybe by week 8 or 9, those guys will pay off. 7, 8, 9, maybe. Who knows? But anyways, so you're giving away Mark Ingram. That's tough. But you're getting a guy like Brandon Cooks, who has top 12 potential for sure.
Yeah.
I like Kelvin Benjamin.
A lot.
A lot. And I don't know if I like him enough to give up your running, your really a pretty solid running back for your team.
He's a good RB too. You know, borderline flex. But, I mean.
Yeah.
It's tempting. Just because maybe I can flip Brandon Cooks or something.
Cooks is so sexy, though, right? Like, just
he could be great.
Yeah,
I mean, and it just screams Randy Moss. Is it possible? Maybe.
And he's fast. He has good hands. He's a good route runner. I'm not sure the upside for me, at least, because I'm a strong believer in Benjamin. I don't think the upside for Cooks is enough.
Yeah.
Because I think Kelvin Benjamin could be it.
I passed on Brandon Cooks in the draft. No, I didn't. I wasn't going to draft him anyways. Yeah. But
I don't know. I mean, yeah, Brandon Cooks could be amazing if Tom Brady targets him. He has
his value. His value took an uptick with Edelman gone. So
yeah,
I don't know. Well, I want to hear from you guys. So tweet at us. We'll put a poll out today.
Oh, and that's a good idea. Yeah. Hey, look at you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always out there. Maybe do a thing on Anchor as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. For those of you who don't know, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and now Anchor. Anchor's pretty cool if you guys haven't done it. Make sure you can if you want, I guess. I'm not going to beg you, but go download it. And we take little snippets of this podcast, and then Christian, myself, Armando, and we're going to get a couple of our writers involved to periodically update just based off of current news, current situations. So, for instance, a couple of minutes ago, Ezekiel Elliott, I'll just jump right into it, right?
That's a good segue to news.
diving right into the deep end. Ezekiel Elliott.
We are in deep end.
Zeke was, a source is saying that his suspension of 6 games will be upheld. So this is something that we would normally put on Anchor so you guys would have the news right away instead of 12 hours later with our reactions and our thoughts on this. So I'm just going to jump right into it, Armando. I'm going to ask you, what exactly does this look like for Zeke? I mean,
I think right now everyone changed their rankings. They moved him up. You know, like, it's not going to happen. It really felt that way. It's like, he's not going to get suspended. He's practicing, you know, but he was the first pick one of my drafts yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I almost dropped McFadden today. I said, I'm going to hold fast until it actually comes through. So. Yeah, I think everyone who has Ezekiel Elliott is a little bit in shock right now.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's like, what do you do now?
Yeah.
I hope you guys drafted McFadden or got a handcuff.
Well, yesterday, like, I think I did a draft where Gordon Zeke went at the turn. And I was like, holy shit, this is a great team.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, you know, people were a little scared still about him, but I was like, man, even if he gets 1 or 2 games, having Gordon Zeke after week 3 is amazing.
Nope, you're fucked now.
And now it's like it seems a little too early. Although, you know, week 7, you're going to be awesome. Hopefully. You're going to get arrested running back.
Yeah. A sexual offender.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. So, okay, fair enough.
You Cowboys fans are going to be emailing you.
Oh, who cares? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before we go, but we're not ending the episode yet. Before we get on with the show, I do want to touch on this J.J. Watt thing that I mentioned the other day.
You're such a piece of shit, Dale. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah. I've got several emails like that.
Some hate mail.
Yes.
We finally got our first death threat.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he did say, I hope you die. Something like that. Christian has definitely gotten hate mail before. I know that. But I think this is the first piece of hate mail I've got, talking about J.J. Watt and his brain and all that stuff. Anyways, I want to set the record straight that I applaud him for using his platform, and I applaud any of these athletes or entertainers that use their platform to help others in the community. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and you know, that's just amazing that, you know, people like JJ Watt and others are doing similar stuff.
But you know what? I really got the urge to buy a hat after watching his,
exactly,
his ads. I just really want to buy a hat. See, right, the, now.
You said ads. They're not even ads.
Oh, right. Shit. Now I'm going to get hate mail.
So anyways, you know, I was just mentioning, you know, JJ Watt always wearing his branded hat on every single video that's getting millions and millions of views to raise millions and millions of dollars. So it is what it is. I just want to set the record straight that I applaud him and all.
And his designer of those hats.
Yeah, nice. They are pretty nice. Yeah. I wish we had a logo like that.
I know, right? All right, so let's start on noticias. You have a job.
What does that mean?
Noticias.
What does that mean?
It's news.
Oh, yeah, I got a job. Hold on.
Noticias. Noticias.
All right, there.
Great. Don't forget to put the drop in. Okay, so like Dale said, Ezekiel Elliott suspended, upheld. What is your reaction? I gave you mine, so what's yours?
There's really no reaction. We kind of talked about it immediately as soon as he, you know, a couple weeks ago when we heard it. Then everybody started backtracking, and, you know, I'm not going to just repeat you, but yeah, I feel the same way. If you have him, hold on to him.
Yeah.
Are you trading him at this point? I mean, is he trade bait because you got him so early? I mean,
you can't trade him. No one's going to give you anything for him now. Maybe in 3 weeks.
Let me give you a couple of players. Let's just go through a quick scenario, okay?
Okay. I'd trade for him. I'd give someone Mark Ingram for him.
CJ Anderson?
Yeah, I would. If I was Zeke Elliott owner, I would decline that. But yeah, you can offer that.
Okay, no, say you have Zeke. No, say you don't have Zeke. Okay, I'm going to list some players that you would give up on your roster.
If I don't have anyone else, if I have Zeke and, say, Jeremy Hill. Yes, I would accept that trade because I'm completely fucked. If I didn't get McFadden, if I didn't get anyone else, yes, I would accept that trade.
Okay. Say you have somebody like Carlos Hyde starting as your RB2. Okay.
And
you have
Mark Ingram.
I'm saying you have Paul Perkins as your third running back.
Okay? I wouldn't do the trade. I would hold fast. It's week one. Week one is. I would see how week one goes. I think week one is a wonky week. Anyone can win and lose that week.
Right.
So I would just hold fast. I wouldn't trade. I mean, you have a Paul Perkins.
Carlos Hyde for Ezekiel Elliott.
It's tempting.
I wouldn't do it, though. I wouldn't do it either. No. Okay. I
think Lamar Miller is the threshold for me, like a one-for-one trade.
Okay. How about somebody like Bilal Powell? If Bilal Powell is your RB2.
I wouldn't do the trade. Who's my RB? Who's my RB3?
If I have Paul Perkins.
I would hold on. Paul Perkins could be good. Could be good.
Right. No, I'm not saying to trade away Paul Perkins.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I would see what week one holds for Paul Perkins and Bilal Powell.
Okay. All right. Like, so you wouldn't trade Powell for Zeke?
No.
And play Perkins.
No. I would just start those guys. Week one's wonky and see how those guys perform.
Okay. I think that's a pretty good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, me and Brito kind of talked about this. We named a couple guys we'd stream if we were completely screwed with Ezekiel Elliott or anyone else. We said McFadden. Or Morris, because we're looking for guys who are owned in less than 25%. I said Morris, Shekendrick West,
hey, there you go.
Wendell Smallwood, Darren Sproles are all interesting. Do you have anyone else you want to add to that list? Just if anyone did not tune in yesterday, I just want to give you guys some options really quick.
Yeah. No,
those guys are all owned in less than 5% of leagues.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
No, I think that's right on the button. I think that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to some more news. Like we kind of mentioned yesterday, Paul Richardson is listed as a week one starter. That's kind of big news.
I like it.
We were talking about it was a possibility.
Right.
Now it's official.
Wait, who did you say again? Just so I'm clear.
Paul Richardson.
The wide receiver for Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Did I not say that?
No, you did. You did. Okay. I want to make sure I heard it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Actually, I didn't know of this news. Tell me a little bit more.
That's he's a listed starter. So what the fuck are you? I mean, if you drafted Tyler Lockett like Brito did and thoughts that he might be the starter, it's actually Paul Richardson. He had a great camp thus far. So
yeah,
it's a little surprising because Tyler Lockett has been the traditional wide receiver too over there. But it's Paul Richardson.
Paul Richardson has been my guy that I take before defense and kicker in a lot of drafts this season.
Yeah.
I like Paul Richardson a lot. Like I think
available
in
most leagues.
Last four games last year, he had at two touchdowns and I think over 8 fantasy points per game over the last 4 years. So he ended the note on a pretty nice one with Russell Wilson. Now with Russell Wilson a little healthier, maybe getting a little bit more comfortable with each other, This could be pretty nice. I think Paul Richardson could be a very nice wide receiver too.
Yeah,
this season if things keep going the way they're going.
He's going to be week two waiver wire pickup of the week. Right now he's owned in less than 1% of leagues.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so if you have a chance, waiver wire is cleared tomorrow, grab him if you can. I think he's definitely worth a stash in most leagues.
Let me read you a couple wide receivers and you tell me if you'd pick them up, if you'd drop, because obviously everybody, if you drafted, you probably feel decent about your team. So you're going to have to drop somebody.
Tavon Austin, yes.
Would you drop somebody like Marquise Lee, who I think is a pretty nice flyer?
Yes.
Okay. How about Robbie Anderson?
No.
You keep Robbie Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay.
You drafted him. Stick to your guns with that one.
Yeah. And above that,
Robbie Anderson could be the one over there. That's the only reason why I'm kind of... We know Doug Baldwin's the one over there in Seattle.
Right. Okay.
We don't know what the fuck is going on with the Jets.
Right. If you have somebody like Perriman on your team, or Chris Connolly, or, I don't know, Terrence Williams, those guys, Mohamed Sanu,
yes,
drop those guys for Richardson.
Absolutely. Tavon Austin.
Yep.
Although,
did you draft Tavon Austin?
Yeah. SFB. Waiver wire is going through tonight, guys. Goodbye, Tavon. So this is kind of a two-sided die. Thomas Rawls is listed as a week one starter for Seattle, but he has yet to be cleared to play for week one.
Huh?
So, I don't know. Yeah. What? It's good. If you have Eddie Lacy, I think you're starting Eddie Lacy either way if you have him as your RB2.
Yeah, if you need him.
Yeah.
That's I'm not. Like, this is a probably one of the backfields that I'm so not excited for.
Right now, but come week five, it's going to be Thomas Rawls is going to be injured. CJ Pro is going to be injured, and you're going to have Jeremy starting. What's that guy's name? Connor?
Yeah. Yeah, Chris. No, we should know this.
It's okay.
What's his name? No. It's not okay. I'm having a brain fart. Chris who? Chris
Carter.
No, Chris Carter. Come on. It's hold on.
Doot.
Chris Carson.
Chris Carson.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Who do we say? Oh, Connor. Sorry about that.
Oh, there's the Terminator from the Jets. It's Chris Connor.
No.
What's his name? The fullback?
Yeah, that's not his name.
What was his name?
John Connor.
John Connor.
That's the Terminator.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, anyways.
All right, let's move on.
I think Seattle backfield is going to be cleared up by week four or five. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
But whoever it is, we're going to know by week four or five.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't usually do the running back committee. It may sound like that right now, but whoever it is, they're going to be worth having. It's just who the fuck it is. There's really four guys it could be.
Yeah.
So moving on to John Ross is eyeing a week three return, hopefully. So I'm not drafting him in any leagues, but that kind of solidifies Tyler Boyd. Brandon LaFell is our wide receiver twos in that offense, and doesn't really affect AJ Green or Andy Dalton in any way.
But no, it won't affect them. John Ross is another guy I was getting late to. If you know guys like Galladay and Cup and Richardson were taken in deeper leagues, Ross was interesting enough, and I still think he is. He's worth keeping an eye on. If he hits your waivers, if somebody drafted him, he hits your waivers. And
don't
you have space. If you have space.
There's too many options. Tyler Boyd was a first-round draft pick. AJ Green's amazing. Tyler Eifert's over there. There's just too many weapons. Don't even bother.
Fair enough.
At least not until week five and he's actually playing. Don't even look at him. Jeremy Curley has signed back with the Jets. Doesn't do anything for me. They need wide receivers over there. Whatever. If something happens, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... It's kind of like in your family, like when your sister drops her boyfriend and then the boyfriend comes back in the family, like you feel bad for him.
Jesus, Dale.
Sorry, no, that wasn't meant to be personal.
Yes, it was. All right, let's move on. Jordan Matthews could miss week one. Dale literally said, I'm kind of excited about Jordan Matthews. It's like, Dale, he's going to miss week one. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was back, but he's not.
Juicy matchup, but.
Very juicy matchup. Keep an eye on him. If he, you know, he won't play week one. He might not even play week two the way it looks. He hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
With
no reps with Tyrod Taylor, who is finally back at practice and cleared to play.
Right. I'd say, look, in a perfect world, he's not going to play week one. He plays some of week two and doesn't do well. Week three, whoever drafted him is going to want to cut him, and that's you can get him for super cheap.
Yeah,
he's going to be something.
He's going to be good in that offense, I believe. Did they just trade Sammy Watkins for a health? They thought they were going to get a healthier player, and then
he's actually less healthy than Sammy Watkins.
this isn't really news, but Adrian Peterson hopes to stick it to his former team.
Yeah. Every player wants to.
Well, okay, my question is...
Why is this news?
I wanted to bring up, like, Mark Ingram, Adrian Peterson. Like, what the fuck do you do? Like,
yeah,
who's a starter? Like, I know Mark Ingram is listed as a starter right now, but... What is this role going to be? Like, yeah, what is it going to be? I know we've talked about it in the past, but it's getting closer.
I'll keep saying it. I had a dream that Mark Ingram got injured, and Adrian Peterson was like a 2,000-yard rusher. It was a dream, but it could come true.
Okay. Jonathan Williams, the rookie that was cut by the Bills, has signed with Denver. Not really a big deal. He's on the practice squad, but he's making $500,000 a year for being on the practice squad.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I don't know why that's news, but that's what I got. I think that covers most of the news, Dale, unless there's something else you want to talk about.
No, I don't think
there's... Oh, wait, there's some big news. There's a hurricane coming, and the Dolphins and Bucks might have a canceled game, according to the sources
Postponed. Yeah. Adam Schefter reported that it was possible that the Dolphins and Bucks will play. It might even come out by the time you listen to this podcast. The real news might come out, but... What's being said right now is that Dolphins-Bucks game could be moved to Week 11, and so that would mean both of those teams would have a bye in Week 1.
Which really sucks for Miami Dolphin fans and Buccaneer fans and people that own Doug Martin, because now his suspension is pushed to Week, 5? So if you were hoping to get him back by Week 4, you're not getting him back by Week 4, which sucks for everyone.
Yeah.
And I guess... finding a flyer is even more crucial right now, because you're going to be out a starting RB by Week 1. And J.J., Jacquizz Rogers, Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, Jameis Winston. Like, that hurts a lot of people really fast for Week 1.
Yeah, it does. And especially, like, you know, you're okay with, like, missing a game Week 4 or 5 because you have a couple games under your belt, but you really want to win Week 1.
Yeah, exactly. You just want to come out the gate swinging, but you're not. Yeah, if you own J.J. or... Jameis Winston, you're crying right now. Dale owns Mike Evans, and he's feeling it. He has tears coming down his eyes right now.
Yep. But good thing I drafted Brandon Marshall, is all I'm saying.
That's true. You do have a good – you stuck to the Gordon rule. Good job, Dale.
By the way, I do want to say that we got this kind of in podcast breaking news. Multiple reports versus an ESPN report. Who would you believe?
What?
I have two alerts. One is for an ESPN alert, and one is multiple reports. ESPN knows her stuff. ESPN is saying Zeke's 6-game suspension will be upheld. Several multiple reports are saying that he's cleared to play Sunday versus the Giants. So we just spent 5 minutes talking about something that may change. So.
I hope he's suspended. Just for his little act he did on the parade. I don't care. He's a piece of shit. That's my rule book. You tweet angrily at me, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll move on to our actual subject.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, before we get in, we do get all our news from PlayerLine, I want to mention, because they are a good partner of ours. Basically, they just take all the aggregate news sources and put it all into one app. I don't know if you've heard of other apps that do this, but PlayerLine is probably the better one than what you're using now. So
it's the best one, Dale, not the better one.
All right, let's get right into it.
All right,
so I want to get into these smart starts that John wrote about earlier today. You can see it on our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. I kind of like the name Smart Starts, by the way.
Yeah, I like it too.
But for Week 1, these are guys that maybe you didn't draft, or maybe you did. Maybe, you know, they just aren't the top guys that you draft. So if you have somebody like Jameis Winston or Andrew Luck, say, Carson Palmer going against Detroit. Now, Palmer was somewhere around QB 19, so he's probably not drafted, or if he is in a deep league. Somebody you may consider starting in the last two season openers. Carson's done pretty well with over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns in 3 of the last 4 years. So it seems like if he has a lot of time to prep, his team has a lot of time to prep, he does pretty well. His team is about what it was last year. Not too many additions or subtractions. What are your thoughts on Carson Palmer? Anything? I mean, again, in a deep league, there might be better options, but Carson might just jump up a little bit just because of the matchup.
Yeah, I think that's a fine start. I've Tyrod Taylor's available as well. If he's clear to play, I think he's interesting. But I think Carson Palmer's a safe guy. He'll get his touchdown to Larry Fitzgerald or David Johnson. I think it's a safe start. I wouldn't expect the world from him. He's going to get you probably a touchdown and 250 yards, and that's probably about it. Maybe an interception in there. So
maybe
a 12-point game max, but or minimum, which is good. It's fine. He's not going to lose you the week, and that's what you should be hoping for.
Yeah, exactly. You want a quarterback that's not going to lose it for you, for sure.
Like Blake Bortles.
Another guy is Rex Burkhead, which is interesting that John wrote this in here. He plays Kansas City, but Rex Burkhead was drafted around the 45th running back overall. Gillis Lee is still injured, and Bill Belichick said he still has a way to go. This opens it up a little bit for Burkhead, who was quoted saying that he is ready to go for Thursday's opening game. This Thursday is probably the only Thursday that you want to bet on any players for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So anyways, you know, Burkhead is sneaky, very sneaky, a little risky.
A little too sneaky, if you ask me.
I mean, these are guys, I mean, look, you're going really deep here. You're not talking about the guy you picked up as your RB3. You're talking about really, really deep guys here that's possible to start. And this article, I think, is going to weigh a little heavier during the season when you really need to pick up waivers and stuff like that. But if you're really desperate for whatever reason, you didn't draft well, Rex Burkhead probably went undrafted, and he's probably going to be a free agent in your league.
If you're desperate, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. There is some upside there. You can apply the same thing to Deion Lewis, mm-hmm. James White, any of those running backs besides Mike Gillis Lee.
Yeah. Rex Burkhead, I think, besides Gillis Lee, Burkhead, I think, is a guy to own.
Okay.
Next is a guy that I've been touting all offseason, Ted Ginn.
Really deep, Dale. Really, we're talking about Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn, for some reason, I never remember him being called Ted Ginn Jr., but Ted Ginn Jr. is everywhere now.
He's always been Ted Ginn Jr.
Has he?
Yes.
Has he?
Yes.
Okay.
Even when the Dolphins drafted him in number 9, he was Ted Ginn Jr. then.
Okay. So, anyways, Ted Ginn has been taking, even before Willie Snead's suspension, Ted Ginn was taking the wide receiver 2 role pretty well in practice and camp and everything. So, given that Snead isn't going to be there at all, I think the next couple of weeks for Ted Ginn, his hype's going to blow up. Out of all these guys that we're talking about, Ted Ginn Jr. has a great chance of being a solid wide receiver 2 that was drafted way beyond wide receiver 2.
Like we said about Carson Palmer won't lose you the week. Ted Ginn can win you the week. That's his potential.
Right. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he can have that. He can have that game off 2 catches.
Yeah,
he's really interesting to me. If you grab him, there's a chance he could win the week.
He can have 2 catches, 140 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
But if he's going as your wide receiver 3, I think it's fine. You might get 0 from him, but you might get a shitload from him. So,
I'll take the over. I bet you he's playing against Minnesota this week.
It's a good defense, Dale.
It is, but he blows the top off these defenses. I think. Look, let me make a prediction. This is my first prediction.
Okay.
Week 1. Let's do this.
Week 1. Go ahead.
You ready? Because this is going to be recorded.
Yeah.
So this is
yes, it's recorded right now.
Ted Ginn Jr.
Uh-huh.
Versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Uh-huh.
Will get 86 yards on 5 catches with 2 touchdowns.
Ted
86, 5 and 2. Write that down, Armando.
Ted Ginn.
86. 5-2. You're writing that down?
Yes, I wrote it down, Dale.
Okay.
That's a bold prediction from Dale.
It's not very bold, but whatever.
I don't think
I want a week 1 prediction from you before we get out of here, by the way.
I'll make it.
Okay. Jason Witten. Ooh, hey, this is going to be a fun game. I think we should do bold predictions, like, precisely, and whoever gets closer wins.
Okay. Write this down, Nick.
Yeah, this is just another job from Nick, our board bet manager. Another guy, again, probably not a tight end that was drafted very heavily, but Jason Witten is playing the Giants. Jason Witten was drafted somewhere around tight end 15, but last year when the Giants visited Dallas, Witten had 14 targets, 9 receptions, and 66 yards.
I'm 100%. I have all the hate in the world from Ted for Jason Witten. Just want to say that.
Yeah.
I hate him.
He lost Armando the championship last year when he threw a touchdown pass to Dez Bryant.
No, Dez Bryant threw a touchdown pass to him.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think Dak Prescott could still utilize him. We'll see. The love for Jason Witten has kind of died down a little bit from last year because he was a little inconsistent, but I think he can still catch the ball. He'd still be a nice red zone target. He has good hands.
Ted Ginn Jr. only had 4 games with 5 receptions. And that's the max.
I think
last season.
I think you're missing something. Ted Ginn Jr. last year was playing with a quarterback who was not performing very well. He actually had a down season for his standings. And it wasn't Drew Brees.
I understand, Dale. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying, this is a different game.
It's a different offense.
It's a different game.
I'm just saying, Ted Ginn isn't known for his receptions, Dale. 5 receptions is a lot for Ted Ginn.
I'm telling you.
That's a lot for Ted Ginn.
What did I say? 5?
5. That's a high note.
5, 86, and 2.
Yep. Ted Ginn did not hit
over 80. Look, this is going to be historical.
Ted Ginn only hit over 86 yards once last season.
He had Cam Newton thrown to him. You know who is probably the best deep ball thrower in the league? Take a guess. Who do you think is the best deep ball thrower in the league? It's going to be Drew Brees.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Just chucks it up there.
He can throw it really far, Dale. That's all.
One last kind of, I don't know if you want to call him streaming, but Buffalo defense, I think, is a terrific start. Buffalo defense and the LA Rams defense are probably the 2 streaming defenses that you want to go to this week. Buffalo defense is playing the Jets.
Who was the second one you said?
LA is playing Indianapolis.
Yeah, they just got picked up. Oh, God. that was my defense I brought up yesterday. They're going to be fantastic this week.
Yep. Yeah, both are going to be good. Both very good defense streaming options, I think.
Yeah, against really bad offenses.
All right, so do you have any, give me a bold prediction. It doesn't have to be bold. We're not doing bold predictions because that's played. Every single podcast in the world does bold predictions. I want a realistic prediction. Does anybody do realistic prediction? Oh, I guess that's what
I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Ty Montgomery.
Hold on. I'm going to write this down. Okay. Ty Montgomery.
24 carries.
24 carries. Ooh, okay. Wow. That's probably higher than his
24 carries.
That's a lot.
For 125 yards.
Come on. Jesus Christ. I said realistic, not bold. You don't have to go bold. Just go.
2 touchdowns.
Look, okay.
125 total yards.
Really?
You just threw something out there. Okay, fine. 20 carries for Ty Montgomery.
20 carries, okay. All right, 20 carries. 125 total.
20
yards.
Touches. 20 touches. 20 touches.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Now you're getting a little more realistic. 20 touches, 125 total yards, 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
Against the Seattle defense.
Okay. That's bold. All right. That's realistic.
Yes.
Good job. All right. Armando, before we get out of here,
your baby's crying.
Yes, I hear her. I feel bad.
Are you crying inside?
Yeah, I am. It's hurting me a little bit.
You're not taking care of your child. You're recording a podcast for shit.
She'll be fine. before we get in, or actually before we end the show, I do want to take a minute to talk about our partner, BK Fantasy Sports. They are the number one fantasy sports outfitter. You can show your team pride by going to bkfantasysports.com. You can browse through all their, all their options there. They have hoodies, sweatshirts, all kinds of good, definitely polos. They have great quality polos. Basically, you give them your team name or your logo. They'll do the work for you. They can basically print you a awesome polo or hoodie or whatever you want of your team name, fantasy name or logo. Best of all, shipping and handling is free. And, men's and women's line, so good options.
Is there a children's line?
Why are you asking me that? Because I don't know. But
there is a children's line, Dale.
Okay.
for everyone in the family.
So don't forget, good partners of us, BK Fantasy Sports, good guys over there. Check them out if you are looking for anything like that. Or even if you're not, just check them out. Pretty cool stuff. Armando.
Yeah.
How was the episode today?
It's pretty good. I'm actually looking up to see if BK has kids wear.
Well, hey, if you have a kid, search and figure it out.
They do. Don't worry, guys.
All right. Again, I think that pretty much wraps up our episode. We've gone through a couple nice things. Hold on. Really quick, I want to go through a couple of mailbag questions because that was in the agenda here.
Also, we'll be putting out a video to show support for victims of the next Hurricane Irma. I'll be wearing my new Eat Sleep Fantasy hat, so make sure you buy it afterwards.
I didn't even hear you because I'm. No, go ahead. But I know you did something stupid. I know you said something stupid.
Go ahead.
All right.
What was the questions?
What teams are you guys fans of?
Oh, we're Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah. For sure. Basketball, I'm a huge Heat fan.
Oh, Miami. I'm a big Houston Texans fan because Arian Foster.
Oh.
He's amazing.
I thought you were going to say J.J. Watt.
No, I don't give a shit about J.J. Watt. It's all about Arian Foster. Rest in peace.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Have you been in a cop car?
No.
I've been in a cop car once.
What did you do?
Twice, actually.
What was your name?
I was skipping high school and playing basketball in the public courts, and the cop came and put me in the cop car and drove me back to school.
I've never gotten a ticket.
You haven't gotten a ticket?
Never.
Sheesh.
Nope.
The second time I got a ticket, I was going 90 and a 40, and he pulled me over and put me in the back of the car.
Jesus, Dale. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've shaken hands with cops after they've pulled me over. It's like, thanks a lot, man, and they just let me go. I have that great smile. I'm a people person,
That's
Dale.
That's messed up.
People to people here.
Right. And I have never gotten out of a ticket, ever.
Yeah, I've gotten out of plenty.
See, white privilege isn't working for me. I gotta do something different.
It's a smile, dude. You gotta just smile.
Yeah, I'm super nice. Every time I got pulled over, I turned the car off. I put the keys on the dash. I put both hands on the steering wheel. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I give them everything they need right away.
Treat them as equals, Dale. Just be friendly. Just ask them how their day's going.
No, no.
Treat them like friends, and they'll let you go.
That's not true.
Yeah. All right. I haven't got a ticket, and I've been pulled over 10 times.
Really quick, before we end the show, I do want to say, if you want a decal of Eat Sleep Fantasy, our logo, I'm just going to send them off. We have, probably, I don't know, 50 free ones, so whoever emails us, contact@...
And a picture of their speeding ticket.
No. contact@eatsleepfantasy.com. Just email me and tell me that you want a decal, and I'll send it to you for free. I'll even pay. I'll buy the stupid stamp. We have, I don't know, probably 50 of them left, so I'll send them out. So if you want one, just email me. Also,
is that the end of our mailbag? That's kind of shitty.
Well, to tell you the truth, my phone's dying.
Come on, just give me one fantasy question.
Okay. Christian wants to know, how's your penis?
It's functional. I don't have a rash anymore.
Oh, one thing that we didn't talk about, man, I'm going all over the place here, but one thing we didn't talk about was that the Texans are uncertain about Dante Foreman and Alfred Blue status for week one. Start Lamar Miller with confidence, with a lot of confidence. He's going to be...
You're drafting him as your RB1, so yes, you should be starting with confidence.
No, a lot of confidence.
Even if they were playing,
yeah.
I'm not. I wasn't worried about him.
No, but he's going to be a beast.
Dante Foreman's going to get suspended.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe.
Probably.
Okay. For Armando Crespo, I'm Dale. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully, unless there's a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. If there's a hurricane, we're not going to talk to
you. You probably won't be hearing from Beto for a while.
No, he's...
Prepping.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Woo! Eat, sleep, fantasy.